9:09 is the time. It is Thursday morning on the Monster. Bobby here. Bud over there.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Time once again for 24 teams in 24 days, presented by NET Pigskin. It'll be available starting tomorrow. And we know it's going to be at Fanatics 101 in the mall at Johnson City, some other locations, which Trey and Colin are going to let us know today so we can tell you where the magazine is. The only Northeast Tennessee football yearbook featuring rosters, schedules, photos, in-depth previews of all 36 Region 1 football teams spanning from Mountain City to Union County, and including certainly Unica, where the new head coach is O'Brien Bennett. He joins us this morning. Hey, Coach, good morning and welcome to the Monster. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning, Coach. Just take us through what has been a wild year for you and your thought process about taking the Unica job. If folks don't know, you were the assistant coach at Halls most recently, but just take us through that process.
Well, actually, Unica has been a job that we've had our eye on for a while. My wife and I were small-town people, and Knoxville's a big city. And we had wanted to get out of Knoxville and get into a small town, preferably in the Tri-Cities, and a place where we could be, where we'd have a small, tight-knit community, a place where we could raise our kids, do the kinds of things that we enjoy doing. We're very outdoorsy people. And so, of course, Carter County is a great place for that.
Yeah.
And so we had, about 5 years ago, we made a list of places that we might want to end up and raise our kids. And at the very top of that list was Unica and Stony Creek.
Really? Now, you obviously played at Dobbins Bennett, played for Graham Clark over at Dobbins Bennett. And I want to get into that here in just a moment. But you talked about being in a community. Is that part of what led to the involvement of the football team this summer in those community activities that they've been involved in all summer long?
Well, certainly. I mean, and Stony Creek's a tight-knit community. And we wanted our players to be able to go out, and we wanted to fulfill the mission of high school sports, and that being to teach these kids how to be better leaders, how to be better citizens, how to eventually be better fathers and husbands. And part of that is to learn how to serve. And so we wanted to get them out in the community and build our team chemistry while at the same time teaching them those skills that they need, because that's a skill that has to be taught. It comes natural to want to take. That's a natural human condition. But giving is something that has to be taught. When these kids realize, and we saw that light bulb come on, when these kids realize that, man, you create a lot more value when you give than when you take, that they want to do it more. And they came up to us with ideas. They wanted to go out and they wanted to deliver more meals. They wanted to do more than we even had planned for. So that's where that came from.
And we posted, by the way, that story that we're talking about with O'Brien Bennett from Unica up on our Twitter page at AM640WXSM. Matt Laws wrote it from CarterCountySports.com about what the players have been doing this season. I assume, just talking to you here real briefly, Coach, and we've been friends now 3 minutes, but I assume that this was something you wanted to do anyway, but did this kind of help kind of put the bad taste of the end of last year out of their mouths and maybe out of the community and kind of get this team headed back in the right direction, you think?
Certainly. Last year was a tough experience for everyone, and we wanted to come out, and we wanted it to be a new year and a new Unica. We wanted to come out and go into the community and earn our community's respect, earn their support, give back to them. Because the school, like I said, when you're in a small community, the school and the team really belong to the community. And the community gives so much to everything at Unica. We wanted to give back to them.
O'Brien Bennett
with
us.
Yes, sir.
No, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. O'Brien Bennett with us, the new head coach of the Unica Rangers with us this morning. 24 teams in 24 days here on the Monster. So you got the job, and I guess the first project was to make sure how many folks were on board with you. What's the number? What do the numbers look like right now for your team, Coach?
Well, right now we are at about 36 kids on the roster.
Okay.
We've shaken a few off here, hoping to talk a few more out of the hallways, which is kind of always the name of the game at a small school. But we want to get as many kids involved in the program as possible, and that's the big thing for us. And those numbers they've been coming. You know, a lot of kids are still sort of in wait and see mode. They want to see that things are different. They want to see the direction that we're going in, and you know, it's just, we want to make sure that we prove it. So we can get them out of the hallways, especially when school starts back, and get them into the program. They may not be ready for game action, but we want them to be a part of the program and what we do.
Coach, when you look at schools like Dobbins Bennett, for instance, that have maybe a 100-man roster or bigger, you still see, for the most part, players playing both ways, which is something, obviously, when you've got a roster of 36, you're going to have an awful lot of your players that are going both ways. I guess the difference there really is just depth. I mean, you can have four or five guys deep at a school like Dobbins Bennett that play both ways, but at your place, you've really got to plan for these guys to stay healthy and be able to go both ways for a full season.
That's right. That's right. Depth, when you got 35 kids, depth is going to be an issue just because there's not another body there. And so, you know, we're certainly working the conditioning, working the physical training, trying to get their bodies ready for the rigors of a football season. And, of course, we're also trying to teach depth. We don't want to leave any kids behind because with 35 kids on the team, we can't afford to. And that's been a big emphasis for us this year is to let's coach up everybody. Let's get the next man ready to play because we need a next man up mentality. We can't lose a football season because one guy goes down. That's the mentality we've had, and we've tried to do everything that we do. When we rep the first offense, we've got right behind them coming up the second offense. We've got ones going, and we've got twos going. So we've got two huddles repping offensively. We rep two huddles on defense because we have to be ready in case something does happen to have that next man up.
O'Brien Bennett with us on the Monster this morning from Unique. Coach J.D. Overton, Heath Woods, Graham Clark, a little bit of your coaching style coming from all three of those guys?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, you talk about guys who know their stuff and know what to do. Graham Clark, of course, is one of the most successful coaches in Tennessee high school football history. And then Heath Woods, he's a guy whose intensity and work ethic is unmatched. And then JD, he went in there to Halls, and when he got to Halls, there were, no kidding, on a 5A roster, 31 kids. And so caring about kids, getting them to come out and play, and you've seen the things that he's done down there, that's a lot of those same ideas have gone into what we're doing up here.
I had a chance last Friday, Coach, to see your team and Sullivan East and the Chucky Doak in that scrimmage you had down at Tusculum. What a nice indoor facility they have for a rainy day
yeah.
It was. But what do you get out of a scrimmage like that? Anything or just kind of seeing what your players can do with live bullets flying around?
Well, we wanted to go down there and bite off more than we can chew. You know, Sullivan East is a very good football team. Chucky Doak's a very good football team. And we wanted to line up against some of the best teams in the area and bite off more than we can chew. We wanted to figure out how our players would react to that. We wanted to put them up against top-level competition, and we wanted to see what we could do as far as coaching and adjustments and players when we were going up against teams that we might be outmatched against. We wanted to see how we could still have success, and I think that we got that out of that scrimmage. We were able to make some adjustments. We were able to move some personnel around and see what would happen. So we wanted to, like I said, we've tried our best to bite off more than we can chew in this preseason to get ready for the season.
Do you have some scrimmages left? Are you going to have a jamboree this year, or what's the plans?
Well, we're heading down to Telco Plains today.
Okay.
So we've got a long bus ride, which simulates our long bus ride to Jellicoe that we're going to have later this season. So we practiced the bus ride as much as anything.
Okay.
Getting on a bus in Stony Creek, going down through Knoxville, and then keeping on going. So we wanted to practice a long bus ride, a long trip, get our routine down, our focus down, what we need to do, get the kids ready for that because they're going to have to do it during the football season, and we don't want that to be the first time they've done it. So we're heading down to Telco Plains today, and then we have the Jamboree next Friday.
And that will be where?
At Cloudland.
At Cloudland, okay. Give me a little breakdown on some of the players that you are looking for to be leaders on this team this year, Coach.
Well, leadership starts with quarterback, and that's John Ramsey. He's a junior. He didn't play last year, but he came out for us. He's a baseball player, a pitcher. He's got a great arm, and he's got a great mind for the game. He's come out and really dove into our offense, understanding what's going on, understanding his progression, understanding his footwork. We always teach that your feet are your clock, and he's doing a great job working his feet, making sure that he's getting the ball out on time and on target. It's about being more than just a thrower. You have to be a passer, so the ball's got to be out on time and on target. So he's going to step up and be a big leader for us this year. We've had guys in the weight room that have really stepped up. Roby Bach hasn't missed a day since January. He's come out and worked his tail off, and he's been a vocal leader on the field, off the field. He's one of those guys that goes around and encourages everybody. When people get frustrated, when the work gets hard, when it gets hot, he's one of those guys that goes around and pats everybody on the back and picks them up. And he's working at outside linebacker and tight end right now. He's a long kid, athletic kid. He's got arms that about go sideline to sideline, so he's going to help us out a lot there. We've got Blake Isaacs, Devin Jarrett, Reed Taylor, and Nick Bowers playing our wide receiver position. And those guys, three of them, Nick, Blake, and Devin, are returning starters. Reed's a kid that we got off the basketball court. So he's athletic kid, can run. Still learning a little bit about football, but he's doing a fantastic job for us. Those guys are really stepping up at the receiver position. We've got a lot of new faces on the offensive line. Matthew Barnett, he's a real big kid, hasn't played football before, but he's about 6'1", 320, and he plays up to his size. He's still learning the offense, still learning how to play football. Told him to go play offensive guard, and he said, "Where's that?" So, but he goes out there, and kid can move, and kid can play. He's going to be a good ball player for us. Drew Stanley, Bryson Street, Taylor Googe, young freshman by the name of Colby Jones is really stepping up on our offensive line. And then Athan Hughes, he's a returner for us. He's a junior.
Did I
defense?
Go ahead, Coach.
Go ahead.
Talk defense for me a little bit then. Go ahead.
Okay, defensively, Aaron Carr, he's a guy who's been in the weight room since January and has really blossomed. He's one of our strongest kids, but he's also one of our fastest kids. And he's the kind of kid who'll do exactly what you tell him to do. And that's big for us because he's been a very good football player for us on the defensive front this summer. And we've got some new kids. Brandon Smith, another kid we got off the basketball court. River Kimball playing on the nose, along with Matthew Barnett and Jared Houghton. And at linebacker, we've got Bryson Street, Logan Bimway, Reed Taylor, Roby Bach. And then in the secondary, we've got pretty much those same guys. We've got a wide receiver. But we've also had some freshmen step up and are competing for those starting jobs, and Will Sexton and Nick Shell.
O'Brien Bennett with UNACA with us this morning. Coach, I talked to Coach Hilton over at Sullivan South, our first interview on the 24 teams in 24 days this year. We're talking about his female kicker. Did I see a ponytail on your team the other day or not?
You did.
Okay.
You did. We have a young lady by the name of Sandra Darby.
Okay.
And she's come out, and she has done everything that we could ask of her. She is a hard worker. She comes to practice. She is yes, sir, no, sir. She's been to our community services. She's been a real positive addition to our football team. And we got her in some game action in the scrimmage the other day, and she did a very good job for us.
Wow. Which position is she playing?
Right now, she's playing at defensive end and offensive guard. We're going to move her around, and just like everybody on the team, your position's kind of in flux until we can find the best place for you to be successful and the best place for you to help the team.
Okay.
So right now, that's where we've got her, and we're going to work her, and if we figure out a place where she can be even more successful than she's been, we'll put her there.
This wasn't a problem you created, but it is a problem you adopted, Coach, in that you won't be going to the playoffs this year. Is this anything you even talk about with the team, understanding, hey, this is our season, our 10-game season is what it is this year?
Well, it was one of the first things we came in and addressed, the fact that everything that went on last year went on last year. We're moving forward. We know we've got 10 games, and so we've got to make the most of each one. So that's kind of been the message. We're not competing to win a state championship this year. That's not what we're about. We can't do it. We're on probation. What we can do is compete with ourselves as individuals to be one day better. And that's been the message that we've been giving them ever since January, Coach Naylor started that in the weight room, and it was exactly what we wanted to do when I got hired on, is to be one day better. We can't win a state championship. We're not competing against Greenback, Coldfield, Dresden. We're competing with ourselves. And so we need to go out there, and we need to, in the weight room today, compete with ourselves, compete with an attitude, an old attitude of let's slack, let's quit, let's take it easy. We need to compete with ourselves, defeat that attitude, and walk out of the weight room one day better. Walk out of the practice one day better. Go into the first game of the season at the best we've been yet. Go into the last game of the season even better.
He's O'Brien Bennett.
Having that 10-day season allows us to focus on the here and now.
Sure.
Much better than if we were to be talking about 15 ball games.
Wow, that's well put. O'Brien Bennett, head coach UNICA. Coach, just tell me this so I can get it off my mind here. When I wrote it down, I wrote down Bennett O'Brien like three times. O'Brien is your first. Where did that come from? It's not a regular name hear around here.
That's a family name.
Okay.
My family's from Alabama.
Okay.
And I was named for my great-grandfather, and he's an Irishman, last name O'Brien, and they had daughters. And so when the daughters married, they took on the other names, and so to keep the O'Brien name alive, they gave it to me.
I had a feeling there was some Irish involved in that name. Okay.
Certainly.
I feel better. What did Graham Clark call you when you played for him?
What's that?
What did Graham Clark call you when you played for him?
Well, when I was a kid, I never went by O'Brien. It was just OB.
OB.
That's what they called me coming up. That's what they called me at DB. And I still get a lot of my friends still call me that. Friends from way back. They still know me as OB.
OB. Coach, great to talk to you. I like the attitude, especially given what you've had to jump into and take over. It looks like you guys are headed in the right direction, both internally and on the football field. We certainly appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon. O'Brien Bennett, head coach UNICA. I got to tell you, I like the approach.
Yeah. And not an easy job to step into.
No, certainly not.
Just all the way around with the probation, a roster like that, man, there's such a thin margin for error there.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he's up to the task, and it sounds like to me the most important thing, first and foremost, is he's building a sense of community pride in these guys, and that's outstanding.
Yeah. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. O'Brien Bennett, head coach of the UNICA Rangers. 24 teams in 24 days.